Welcome to Sweeping the Country one more time. My co-host, Mr. Jimmy Carter, he is here and looking good, Jimmy.
Oh, man, summer is here and 96 degrees, 102 heat indexes. I know there was a big music festival in Florida, Jason Aldean, Kid Rock, bunch of them, last weekend. And the heat index, and for those of you in the north and the northwest, you just can't even imagine this. Heat index was 102 to 106.
I think I would die in that kind of weather.
Well, 35 people were hospitalized, 400 and something people were treated, you know, either needed to be cooled off or whatever, and didn't have to go to the hospital. But that's the kind of stuff, you know, if you're going out. There's Bonnaroo that's starting this week.
Where is Bonnaroo?
Bonnaroo is between Chattanooga, Tennessee, and Nashville, Tennessee.
Gotcha.
It's a 700-acre cow pasture that they bought because it's been going on now for a number of years. So they just bought the land. And so they put in some infrastructure now. Maybe they have a couple more toilets than they did, and maybe some showers and some other stuff. But Post Malone is the big guest, is the big star this year.
Wow.
But they've had Billy Joel and Paul McCartney and everybody
else. That's incredible.
And it's 4 days. It's like a Woodstock. But I was doing some research on Woodstock today, and I'd forgotten. They had intended, I think, 40 or 50,000.
Yeah.
And they got 400 to 500,000.
Can you imagine?
That's why they had to, you know, let it be a free festival, and they knocked down the fences and all that kind of stuff. It was insane, you know.
It was,
if you ever get a chance to, there's a bunch of documentaries, and then there's the movie that's streaming as well. I think it might be on the Warner, where the Warner Brothers movies are, at HBO or Max.
I'd love to see it. I don't know much about it, to be honest. I know
it's hard to get. I mean, there's some great music performances on there, but it's just modern people will just look at these hippies, and it's just different. I mean, you know, that was such a culture change. All these hippies going out there, you know, and swimming naked, and, you know, and hanging out and being muddy, and just, I mean, you know, it was the hippies, 1969.
Yeah.
And so that was 2 or 3 years into the hippie thing. And boy, everybody looks so, whoa, what is this, you know?
And this is
did the Star Spangled Banner on guitar that's very famous. And Santana, you know, did Soul Sacrifice and boop, did boop, did boop, you know, all this great music. And so many Crosby, Stills, and Nash and other people.
You know,
it's a great documentary. And maybe Richie Havens, who nobody even probably knows who that is.
Don't know who that is, and I'm in the music biz.
Oh, he's one of the greats. He's one, he just played, he did have some percussion people, and sometimes he had a guitar player with him, but mostly he just did a bar chord. Freedom, freedom. I mean, It's Woodstock is definitely something to find. And then you can fast forward if you don't like somebody singing, you know.
Let me ask you a question. I mean, we talk about that generation, right? I mean, that was, I was just born. I mean, within a year or two of that.
Yeah.
This generation, though, is still going to Bonnaroo. They're still going to Watershed.
Generation.
These
are all young people. My daughter, 25, is there.
Yeah.
And this is her third time. And you don't go home from there. You don't. There's no hotel. You stay there.
Where?
So
you take a tent
next to your car. You take a. Yeah, I guess you do. You take a tent, sleeping bag, whatever you're going to take.
Yeah.
And the music goes till, like, I think 24 hours a day or something, or close to it.
That's crazy.
You know, bring your Narcan. So if anybody does anything crazy, you can save their life.
I don't have Narcan.
On the list.
Where do you even get Narcan? I don't even know where to get it.
I think the drugstores now have it.
Just over the counter?
I think you can just ask for it, and they'll give it to you.
Maybe I should get some.
So, I mean, it's with crazy world that we live in, Arthur
no
Brown.
Doubt.
But, you know, music festivals, the weather, and then the big thing, you know, with we're in the second week of traditional, you know, traditional vacations are June, July, August. And I think people are very untraditional now. But
I was going to say,
because of school being out, you know, if you got little kids, you pretty much got to go somewhere in June, July, or August.
Yeah, you definitely.
And August even isn't very much of a month anymore, so really June and July. And for those that went to Northwest Florida, that's got some of the most beautiful beaches in the world there. If you've ever been to Cancun, that's a similar kind of beach.
Oh, I've been there,
The Cancun beach is that sugar white sand.
Oh, it's beautiful.
It's deeper. It's almost like Hawaii, and you step in it, you go down, you sink a little bit.
Is it warmer, the water warmer? Because Cancun, I didn't
think. The water is very warm, right? Yeah. Let's ask Alexa.
Yeah.
Hey, Alexa. What is the water temperature currently in the Gulf of Mexico? Alexa, are you
Is
there?
she asleep?
I'm here. I listen once I hear the wake word.
Oh, there she goes. There
Okay,
she
don't
goes.
give me the rules. Just give me the
Yeah.
temperature, right?
Alexa, do you know what the water temperature is in the Gulf of Mexico?
Right now in Mexico City, Mexico, it's 82 degrees Fahrenheit
That's
with
not what I asked.
intermittent clouds.
I can't wait
Tonight's
for
forecast
AI
is
to
mostly
take over,
cloudy. Alexa,
Jimmy, and
stop.
have all this ironed out for it. Hang on,
Yeah, see, they don't
let's
have all
see
that.
if
I thought that
Siri's
she could help.
smarter. Maybe Siri's smarter. Hey, Siri.
Oh, Siri's dumber than
Well, let's
Alexa.
find out. What's the temperature of the water in the Gulf of Mexico? Let's see. Ah, it's 90
What?
degrees with a chance of rain.
See, that's asking, giving you the weather forecast. That's just
Well, here we
stupid.
go with the
You know,
AI.
really, this AI thing, you know, that's a
We're
big deal this
screwed.
week,
We're
is the
screwed if that's.
WWDC. Well, we're all screwed. The
If
Du
it if
Bois
it's
system.
only as good as we just found out, we're screwed.
Yeah, well, we are. I think we're screwed
Yeah,
anyway.
I think so
But
too, eh?
WWDC is currently underway, or maybe it's finished. But I think it's underway
Yeah.
in at the Apple place
Oh, so the big
in
announcement is
Silicon Valley.
that's AI,
And
right? In their
so all
phones.
these people, well, all these people that do the apps, that create the apps, they're there. And they've got X amount of time to be able to get their app in, I think iOS 18 or whatever the next one is.
Yeah.
And they're going to do the AI. And the AI in Photos, I think, is just bringing it up to speed to where that Amazon Photo and Google Photo is already there.
Yeah.
Because they've been, you know, separating my pictures by people, by location, by all kinds of
Yeah,
stuff.
it's
They've been doing that
yeah.
for months. And so I think they're just going to bring, you know, it up to speed.
Apple's been
But this
behind a little
AI
bit, huh?
is pretty scary. Yeah, Apple wants it to get right,
And I
and I
like
get
that.
that.
I do like that. I do like that. But hey, I want to go back to the Gulf for a second because I think you were going to bring up the sharks, but I don't know
Here we
that.
go. 83 degrees at Alabama Point. Sea temperature is 83.
Pretty
That's
warm.
warm, but it's not hot yet. It'll go up to a lot hotter as
Yeah,
the
now
summer goes.
on the coast of Florida, are you getting that warm of water in the
That's
water?
what that is. That's what that was
Oh,
right there,
so
is
you are
that. See, that's where the hurricanes are born in the Gulf. You know, it's further down in the Yucatan for that side, but it's
interesting.
also born in Africa and it comes over
So
and it hits the warm water of the Gulf. So
are they
boom.
saying that's what's bringing those sharks up because they're seeing all these
Well, the
sharks?
sharks. Listen, I heard a guy today that's a so-called shark expert, and I told some folks, I said they need to recall his diploma
Uh-oh.
because he said the reason for the sharks, he said, is because more people have cameras today and they're seeing them. Well, that's just not true. I mean, yeah, it is true that we have more cameras,
Yeah, that's true.
but I've been going to those cities all my life for 7 decades. I've never seen a shark in the water. And
Yeah.
all of a sudden, people are seeing sharks in the water. So it's not because we have a camera. And all of a sudden, this past weekend, three people were bitten. And
Right.
we're not just talking about just, you know, over in the Atlantic, in New Smyrna Beach, which is the shark bite capital of the world,
Yeah.
these little sharks are like baby sharks. And people are out there in the water, surfers or whatever, and they're chasing this bait fish, and they're small sharks. And they're sharp teeth
Oh,
anyway.
sure. Yeah.
And so
Razor teeth. Yeah.
they're tearing the skin or they're biting a chunk or something, and they don't stay with it. They move on
Yeah.
when they found out that's not the taste they like. That's in the Atlantic over there in New Smyrna Beach near Daytona. Don't ever get in the water over there. You're really asking for trouble. But in the Gulf, there just haven't been that many until modern times. And
Interesting.
so I think it's got something to do with that oil spill. That's my theory.
Ooh, pushing
That
them out or.
oil spill that just the animals are smart, and it took them years to kind of regroup, but
Yeah.
they got out of that place. They knew that water was bad juju. And so
Ooh, I
lately,
think you're right, Jimmy. I think
I
you're
mean, I
right.
don't know if I'm right, but I'm saying that's a better theory than just saying people have more cameras.
Right.
And, you know, I mean, and also where it's happening, I don't know if you're having, well, this is for people that do go to Panama City, Pensacola, Orange Beach, Fort Morgan, and all that.
Yeah.
There is the beach. And then you get in the water and you go out maybe 30 or 40 yards.
Okay.
And it gets kind of deep. And then all of a sudden there's a sandbar.
Oh,
It's
nice.
called the first sandbar. And the bites are happening between the beach and that first sandbar. And you're not in deep water. And then, in fact, some of them have been hit you know, not very deep at all.
Yeah.
Because they're chasing the bait fish. Sharks are eating machines. And they're usually chasing bait fish. So if you get out there and you're in the middle of all the bait fish,
they're going to get you.
They're chopping whatever. Now, we've seen Jaws and all that stuff, and I don't know about that. You know, that's just, that's Hollywood.
Yeah.
And great whites, that's a whole other ball game. A great white washed up on shore in Navarre Beach, Florida, which is nearly Pensacola, dead not long ago. And that's like, man, that's huge.
I don't think it's a big fish. I don't think great whites like warm water. You find them in the Pacific.
They've been out there lately, you know, and the further out in the Gulf. You know, when you go deeper, it's going to get colder.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just they're going deeper. But they're tracking some of these killer whales.
Yeah.
And I think one was tagged in Cape Breton, Newfoundland, and Nova Scotia, Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. And they've watched it come on down. It goes around Key West, goes up around Tampa, comes around Mobile.
So they're out
there. And
then
kind of turns around and goes all the way back again. For whatever reason, I guess that's just what they do. Who knows why they do it.
Let me ask you something. This just sounds dumb to me. I'm just going to be straight. Now, I scuba dove. I'm certified. I've done it. I've done it in the Caribbean. I've done it off the coast of Mexico. I've done it in the Pacific. I've done it in Monterey, up in the above the San Francisco Bay Area, where the great white sightings and all that are one, Point Reyes.
Right after out of San Francisco, turn right, and you're in great white country.
That's right.
Because they're chasing seals.
Right, exactly, which are about the size of small humans, really. I mean, So I've even dove where I thought that I saw a great white and ascended and got the hell out of the water. But all that being said, can we just say this one thing? We know, because we all saw Jaws, there are sharks in the ocean. That's the end of the story. Now, you decide whether you want to risk that or not. I mean, I don't even know what to tell people.
There are people who have been torn apart there in Bahamas, romance people on honeymoons.
They're in the water,
I was a fool and went under with just my mask.
Yeah.
You know, in the Bahamas, clear water, you know, that's where they shoot a lot of movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because the water is so clear.
Yeah, it's warm.
I went face to face with a barracuda.
Oh, jeez.
It froze and I froze looking at each other.
And
neither one of us moved. And then it just went, it went the other direction. And I went the other direction out of the water. But I saw its teeth. It was looking right at me. We got about 2 feet away from each other.
It's scary.
And man, there's all kinds of woolly boogers down there. And, you know, it told me, it said, you know, that's not my home. That's their home. And I'm going to get out of here. And I never went back pretty much and very deep in the water again.
I have no desire. Because
there's just a lot of stuff out there.
I can't even imagine. I'm a wakeboarder, a slalom skier. Water skier, all that stuff.
You know,
I was on the lake.
You're out there biking with grizzly bears.
That's fine.
Stuff,
but you know, you've been to my place, the lake where we went out every day and went out. But that's a lake. I'm comfortable in the lake. I have no interest in surfing, Jimmy. It cannot be fun enough for me to risk my life. It just can't.
I did it a couple times as a youth and got hit in the stomach with a board, and my sister got whacked in the head with a board, and it's just, that's a dangerous
You're fighting those waves driving you into
the
sand.
And then how people do it out, you know, in Hawaii, that's a whole other deal.
But
to get up, and I got up a couple of times, it is a great feeling.
Okay, well, maybe
it
is worth it.
Just a couple of seconds that I was up, I'd waxed the board and everything, and I got up on my knees, and we're going, and that's quite a thrill.
Is it worth dying for?
I didn't look at it that way either.
Yeah, that's true. Because you were.
But, you know, you go to these ponds around the South, there's snakes all over the place in these rivers and ponds.
Well, that's true.
Copperheads that'll bite and kill you. You know, and now gators. In Alabama, it has a little bit, has two beautiful be Orange Beach, Gulf Shores, and then the Fort Morgan area. So it's, 50 miles of beach, 70 miles, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Beautiful white sand beaches that extend on into Florida and then go into like Mobile Bay over to Dolphin Island.
Yeah.
And now around Fort Morgan there have been alligators in the water, in the salt water.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
They're saying them all the time.
Oh, there. God, no
and
way.
So they're out there and, oh my God, you're going to be swimming along, or you have your kid out in 2 feet of water playing along and you're worried about the shark. Or now you're worried about the alligator coming up from
behind. No, thank you.
So, there's also now in Northwest Florida this year, they've come from way over in like near Jacksonville, Ocala, Lake City, over in the far northeastern corner of Florida. There's nothing but forest between the Atlantic Ocean, pretty much in Alabama. That
Okay.
long, you know, Florida's like a seven.
Yeah, it's got that
And that
top
upper
on it.
part of the seven,
Yeah.
it's really forest all along
Oh,
I-10
really? I had no
for
idea.
200 miles. And so in that forest are bears.
Okay.
And now bears have shown up down there where all the rich people live on 30A and Rosemary Beach and all that stuff. So they've had black bears in people's backyards
Well,
and stuff. So,
did you see the lady in Downeyville, California? She'd been living in this place for I don't know how many years, years and years. A bear broke into her house and killed her. A
no, I
black
didn't see
bear.
that one.
A black
a
bear,
black bear,
not
not a
even a
brown or a
grizzly.
grizzly, a
Yeah.
black bear.
Yeah, just crazy. Broke right into her, I don't
Well,
know.
down there in Los Angeles area are these mountain lions
Well, that's
that
the
live in your
worst of the
backyard,
worst
and they
right
eat the
there.
dogs and all
Yeah.
that. A lot of them are tagged, some of them aren't.
Oof.
They built an overpass for them
Oh,
on the
good.
four over the 405. They
Oh,
built an
that's
overpass, and God knows how many millions of dollars for them to be able to, because they were running over all of them. They were
Yeah.
trying to cross the 405 in the middle of the night to get from one
And getting
plot of
hit.
land near the ocean to the other, and they were getting killed. So they, they
Ugh.
did. But woolly boogers are
Whew.
out there in the world, man. Snakes and gators and orcas, and I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes you. And then, not to mention what the FBI said this
Oh,
week, the
no.
crime is way down. Boy, is that a bunch of bull! In my hometown of Montgomery,
Right.
they're killing people every day. I mean, literally every day, or there's a murder of some sort. Same in Birmingham, and I'm sure in most of these other big cities in the South.
Well,
And
I mean, I kind of feel like, and I probably shouldn't say this because I know it will be popular with some people, but not with others. It's an election year.
that's absolutely no.
You
That's
know, I
really
mean,
that's what it is. And if Republicans are there, they do the same
they
thing.
would. Of course
And
they would. Oh,
whoever's
the
in power
economy's
is going to
great.
make the economy look as good as it can
That's
look.
right.
It's going to make the gas prices as low as they
Cheap
can.
as they
I just
can.
paid $2.99 today
Yep,
for
going down.
gasoline. What's the reason? I wonder.
Right.
So people say, well, it's gone down. It's getting better.
Yeah.
Or all that stuff. And it's crazy, is
Yeah.
what it
Yeah.
is.
No,
It's
you're right.
absolutely
Yeah.
politics, which brings you to the whole thing. Wow. I mean, if anybody saw some of the unedited footage from D-Day over in France,
Oh,
it's
yeah.
pretty bad for old Joe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care how you clean that up. I can't believe that they're ever good. I don't believe, and maybe I'm wrong. Don't they have a debate coming up in just
Yes, in
real soon?
June. It's in June. I
This
can't
is
remember the date.
June,
Yeah, I can't remember the date.
late June, but it can't be. I can't believe either one of them is going to sit down and do a debate with each other.
I can't either. I feel like the more I watch, and both of them are getting older, but and I don't mean to have any kind of bias at all, but I'm not even sure Joe Biden could tell you where he is. If you
David
said,
Muir did an interview with him the other night, and it was highly edited.
yeah.
And he speaks very quietly. And then he did a Juneteenth thing the other day, and they were showing a lot of that footage where people are clapping and singing, and
Yeah.
he's just standing there and had the most blank look and didn't know
Yeah.
what to do.
Yeah.
And it's just sad. And it's just what I think should happen, which isn't going to happen. I really think an independent body of Democrats and Republicans, there should be some kind of group or committee or something that checks every once, at some point, really, is the president okay? If you
Right.
have any doubts, do we have any fail-safe thing that we do have the 26th
But
Amendment and all that stuff?
either side doesn't want to pull their candidate because they don't think they'll
No.
win at this point of the game.
That's
So,
why if there was possibly in a perfect world where you had an independent group of people that could say, okay, we need to have, after seeing that picture, we need a cognitive test for this person.
yeah.
I mean, really. But again,
I'm not even
it's
sure
dumb.
would we get the real results from either one of their cognitive tests or their I don't know
I
if
don't know.
I
It's
don't
just it's not
either.
going to happen, so it's kind of questions moot.
June, by the way,
But
it's June
and then
June
Trump,
27.
with his problems,
June 27 is the debate.
to June
We've
27.
got 2
Well, and
weeks.
plus Trump with his issues, he had to talk to the probation
Oh yeah.
person
Yeah, I saw
this
that.
week,
Yeah,
and
I
he had
saw
a
that.
30-minute virtual call with him. But I heard one of the distinguished columnists for one of the New York papers. He believes that the judge is going to give Trump jail time.
I would not be surprised by that, would you?
Because of all the reasons, you know, of that he's shown no remorse, he's shown this, he's shown that, he's talked bad about everybody, and, you know, this...
I wouldn't be surprised because of the way this is going. It
doesn't seem smart for Trump to have handled this the way he had when someone's got the, you know, he needs to say what he wants to say, but this judge does have a lot of power over him, but maybe he just damned the torpedoes and you go forward. But we're in a hell of a mess when you've got these two people as, you know, the ones running. I'm sorry. I mean, it's just, it's sad.
It is sad. And I've listened, and it's hard to listen to him. Just because of his voice, and I don't mean a knock. I know he's had health problems, and that's RFK Jr., and he's been...
That's a whole other thing.
It's a whole other thing, but a lot of what he says is there's some decent things that he has to say.
Oh, and, I mean, of course it is.
And I listen to him, and I think, gosh, if there were more people that would get into the race like that, not necessarily
Ross
him.
Perot said a lot of great things. There was a candidate, John Anderson, that said a lot of great things. There've been people that make a lot of sense, but they just got no chance of being elected.
But these guys can't even put out a sentence that makes sense anymore.
Well,
Trump
is tough as he's beating the drums of anger.
Yeah,
you know, and beating the drums.
Yeah, he can
of
at least he can
mad.
Get a sentence out. I mean, that's true.
And he's all about, you know, all about anger and venom, you know, because of how he's been treated, and you know, it's how he's been treated. And then Joe is all about disguise, about, you know, putting him out there or having Jill hold his hand and direct which way he's going by how she touches his hand.
Sure. Yeah, you can see
it. Just watch some of this stuff. I mean, if you're looking for it, you'll see it.
Do you think it's possible? I don't think Trump would ever step away, right? I mean, I always thought it would have been a good idea if he would have moved over and supported somebody coming up. Like, and I'm just saying DeSantis because he was the next guy in line, but whatever at the time. But do you think that it's possible still within the race we're in right now for Biden to bow out or be moved aside for someone? And if so, who?
Because I think, number one, people on maybe both sides are not too crazy about the vice president taking over right now.
Okay, fair.
For some people, they might feel that that's worse than what we have now.
Yeah.
So that's what we've got right this minute. And there's no reason to believe he's not going to run with her. So... Now, on the other side, you know, Trump or him, are there any alternates? Trump's not going to pick a vice president until the convention. And Lord knows who that's going to be.
Yeah, we have no idea.
But no one ever elects the president based on the number two. But in this case, for both sides, the number two is real important because these guys are old.
Right. I mean, I thought about that the other day, and I thought if for whatever reason, I mean, obviously we've seen a decline – I'm no doctor. I'm not claiming to be, but I've really noticed more of a decline in Biden than I have in Trump. Trump's got his own problems, but cognitively, he seems a little more.
But we've got, far as we can tell, that we've been told.
This is true.
You just have to hope that he is medically sound.
That's true.
You know, that he is. He doesn't have cancer, and he doesn't have any of those things.
That's true.
That
you don't know.
But
you
the mental, know. The dementia part. That's the part I don't think anybody, but I want to have faith enough in my country to think if he did have some type of cognitive issues, that somebody would say something.
And be honest.
The White House doctor or the
something.
Or somebody, you know, can pull the string and say, hey, but I guess there's not. And
I
that's
mean,
what's disappointing.
You got to think if you're voting for Biden right now, you're voting for Kamala Harris. If that's his vice
president. Let's go back again for something just for a second.
Yeah.
You know, we have a history of disguising our leaders' foibles. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, he was crippled. He couldn't stand up.
Yeah.
And they hid that from all kinds of the American people and everybody else for a long time.
That's right.
And then when Reagan was shot, you know, he was out of it too. For a lot of it,
and we
you know,
never
and
saw any of that.
A lot of the decisions, and you know, he was just enough where he held on to power, but I don't think he was doing great. But somehow they held on to that. So, you know, that's even, you know, that was an even situation crazier than, you know, the one we're in now. But
yeah,
so both sides have been guilty of it. Nixon,
yeah, I agree,
he wasn't functioning. you know, before he resigned. He was totally eaten up with Watergate, you know, worried about him getting impeached or getting whatever was going to happen to him. You know, so the country wasn't running with a leader, I don't think, much when that was going on for him. So, you know, it's just, we get in a hell of a mess in this country and with these folks. And, you know, it's scary. Like right now, for example, right this minute, as we listened, we're recording this on the evening of June the 11th, is a Tuesday. Right now, off the coast of Florida, the most near Key West, is a flotilla of Russian ships that contain hydrosonic, what are those things are called, the super-duper fast missiles.
Great.
And
that's,
I don't know how big the flotilla is, but they're there. And they're on the way to Cuba. You know, there's a routine type of deal. And they're being shadowed by one of our, you know, one of our ships and probably submarines and everything.
Oh, sure.
You know,
there's Air big, Force.
Big thing going on. But yeah, that's pretty close to America. I mean, if they wanted to fire one of those off, we would have like no time to react. And they're some of our biggest cities. So, I mean, that's scary. And we don't have time for someone to be asleep or, you know, need to get a B-12 shot or whatever it is to make those kind of decisions. We've got to have people that are, you know, really on it, you know, in there. So you just hope the system is such that we do have people that are on it, that are in the situation room and they're running things, and hopefully everything's going to be okay. You just hope it is, on the Republican or Democratic side.
Well, you're right about that. I mean, you can't worry about stuff you have no control over, which we don't, except for at the ballot box. But that's not coming until when? You know, November. Yeah. So we have some time.
And then Hunter Biden, you know, gets found guilty on this, I guess, today or yesterday, whenever that was. Was that today?
Yeah, it was today, and it was very short deliberation with the jury, and they came back and boom, they nailed him on all counts,
and it's his
own dad's law that he was pushing so hard to get. The felons can't get it, and his own son did it, so he can't really get him off. I guess on his last day, if he doesn't get reelected on his last day, he could pardon him.
Oh, absolutely. He can do that because it's a federal case.
You know, but I mean, how bad would it look if he pardons him and wins again?
He's absolutely going to pardon. He's not going to let that, not going to let him in his power go to jail. He'll pardon him.
He cannot pardon.
But he won't do it till after an election or something, though.
He's going to have to wait because it'll affect the election, because that is his gun law, you know.
Now, the sentencing, I don't know when that's going to be.
I don't either. They didn't do any of
that.
But
it'll be before the election.
I'll keep an eye on that. But, yeah, I was not shocked at that. And this of the tax evasion, which is his other case, the tax evasion case, they said, was more of a slam dunk than the firearms case. So we'll see where that ends up.
Joe is going to – he will get him freed after the election, no matter if because he'll have time.
He'll have
before time. Leaves office or until he goes to the next one.
Right, he'll do it in January sometime.
That's when they do it.
Yeah, I guarantee you're right about that. No doubt about it. Well, Jimmy,
but it's just
the world's a mess.
One last thing, since you do everything anyway, I was looking here what Kenny Chesney does.
Okay,
he after a workout he takes an ice bath.
I take a jacuzzi. I do the jacuzzi.
That's hot.
Yeah, I like the hot better than the cold.
You don't want to jump into a bottle of...
Well, I don't want stuff to shrink.
Oh, shrinkage, you're worried about that.
Yeah, I don't want... Okay. Well, it's an ice bath for people.
All right.
I don't want to battle that.
I just saw that and just wondered. And you know, Oprah had to be put in the hospital.
What happened to Oprah?
Hear about her?
No.
That's stomach issues.
Wait a minute.
Gail was saying that it was coming out of everywhere, you know.
Okay.
Some people say that's what happens when you stop taking one of those weight loss drugs.
Ooh.
Someone gets them.
Yeah, they recently she switched over. She switched over. So wasn't she Weight she Watchers the, or something? And then
she left that because she admitted that she was taking weight loss drugs. But some people say that's what happens. That's a residual effect.
Well,
the weight loss thing is that type of deal.
You're losing weight. Are you on that? You on that drug?
I am. I don't know what's happening. No, I'm not. I'm doing. I haven't had a glass of, I'm a Southerner, and I haven't had a glass of sweet tea now, probably coming up on 2 months.
Well, there you go. It's a sweet.
I've not had a potato in 2 months.
Carbohydrate. I mean,
and I'm a French fry man.
Well,
I've not had rice and gravy in 2 months,
well,
and
you
I love
you look
rice
really
and gravy.
Good, man. You look really good.
I love, I've cut out those things. I'm drinking half of a soda, you know, like a Coke in the morning.
Yeah.
I get a large Coke with extra ice, and I'm drinking half of that every morning. I don't drink coffee, so that's my only thing that I'm getting.
As
I've
far
been
as
eating more
caffeine.
fruits, not as many vegetables as I could, but I've been eating a lot of fruit, different kinds of
That's
peaches
good for you.
and plums and just all kinds of things. Had bananas today at lunch
Wow,
in a
I'm
salad. So,
impressed.
and so I've done all that, but I'm still eating some fried foods and some things. I just can't go crazy with it, and I hate being hungry. So,
Yeah, no, hey, you look good. It's the Jimmy Carter sweet tea diet, or the no sweet
well,
tea
you know,
diet.
you figured when, and if you live in the South like me,
Yeah.
and I was big on sweet tea, so I was having at least 2 glasses of sweet
There's a lot
tea
of sugar in
every
that, right?
day.
I mean,
And I was drinking more than one or two Cokes at the same
there's a
time.
lot of
That
sugar
was a
in that
heck of,
too.
yeah, you could swim across the ocean with the
Yeah.
sugar.
Yeah.
So the fact that I've cut out, 90% of that soda, the Cokes from McDonald's, number one is watered down anyway stuff, but I'm drinking half of it. So,
Yeah.
again, if my glucose number was higher, and I'm trying to, and my back supposedly will be better if I can get some weight. So
Well.
I'm not weighing myself either, because it would probably make me mad
Yeah, but I
that I
can
haven't
see it in
lost
your
any or I've
face.
lost 2 pounds or
Nah,
something.
you've
But I'm just
lost.
doing the best I can.
Yeah, well, you
That's
look
all I can
good.
do.
You
And
look
I'm
good.
sleeping more, by the way. Let me recommend to somebody, if you're a loved one, since we got Father's Day coming up,
Yeah.
if your father snores or if any of that kind of stuff, or he doesn't sleep good, a lot of men will just won't do it because their ego or whatever it is, I don't know.
Yeah.
But if they snore, they need a CPAP machine. Simple as that.
Okay.
And a CPAP machine will change your life. Then if you take a sleep test, like I did recently, the second sleep test, because I wasn't sleeping good with my
Yeah.
CPAP after all those years, after at least 5 or 6, 7 years,
Yeah.
my blood oxygen was crashing after about 30 minutes of sleep.
Huh.
That was waking me up, and it was having all kinds of effects. I was having to get up in the middle of the night to use the bathroom and everything else. They added oxygen to the CPAP machine.
And now.
So it's just a 3 liters from a thing called an oxygen concentrator. It's not like you see the things at the hospital. This looks like a little small refrigerator,
Yeah.
and it can create 3 liters, and it runs like a little refrigerator. Take the tube out, it plugs into your tube for your CPAP machine.
And shoots
All of
oxy.
a sudden now, I'm sleeping 7 to 8 hours a night. I never wake up. I never have to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night anymore. It has been the single biggest life change thing that I've ever done.
Wow.
CPAP and then adding oxygen to the CPAP machine.
All right.
That's huge. Medicare, by the way, does pay for your oxygen concentrator and your CPAP.
All right,
So
good
if you know
information.
if your dad or granddad's over 65, tell them to get over it, and they need to get a sleep test.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. You go up there somewhere, and they put a bunch of wires on you, and they see what's going on.
Yeah.
And if you have a granddad or dad that wants to get Alzheimer's, if he's looking forward to having Alzheimer's or dementia,
Yeah, sure.
then you tell them don't get the CPAP then, because the CPAP, they think, wards off Alzheimer's and dementia.
Wow.
Because also that stuff is happening due to lack of oxygen in your brain. And
Fascinating.
so all that stuff is forcing you to breathe more correctly. Oxygen is pumping oxygen into
Sure, that makes
my
sense. Yeah,
brain,
makes sense.
and
Yeah.
it's helping everything and making the blood ox better and everything. So, get your father or your grandfather, make them more healthy, and make them agree. And if you're a daughter, when y'all beat up on us,
Yeah,
you get a lot
right.
of
Right. We're
you should
stubborn that
get away.
way.
We're in big trouble.
Yeah, no
So make
doubt.
sure your granddaddy or your daddy is healthy, and you want to keep him around as long as you can. And try to and men are just shitty about taking care of their health.
There's
It's just
truth in
all
that. There, I mean, you're not
men. A
making
lot
that
of men
up.
just won't do it. And my father was one of those. He was
Mine
busy doing
too.
something else, and he should have taken care of his health when he had prostate cancer. Now, I'm not perfect in that area, to say the least. I've been bad about a couple of things and refused to do them, and just because I can't. But it's just do the best you can. That's
Yeah.
all you can do, and try to help the things you can help. And that's my Father's Day message: to keep your dad around longer, insist on some health things. One of those is CPAP, and having oxygen added to the CPAP.
I love all that, Jimmy. And on the heels of what you just said, obviously you're a father several times over, I'm sure. And I want to say happy Father's Day to you, first of all, and all the fathers that are listening.
It's the scariest thing I ever did.
Yeah.
It's not something I did with a sane mind. when I was told sharks. That was going to happen, I felt my life stop. I felt it stop again when I first heard that baby cry.
Yeah.
It makes you grow up. If you're a younger person,
man, it does.
To me, boy, does that make you grow up. And unless you're an idiot and you don't grow up and you're a bad father.
Yeah,
and there are those around too, but you're an idiot.
That's true.
But if you do what you're supposed to do, it's the best thing that'll ever happen to you. And you're never ready.
Never.
People say,
never.
I must wait until I'm ready. That's why you've got these people today that are, got so many dogs and everything else because they don't want to do it. It's a big responsibility.
It is.
It's a big, big, big responsibility. And a lot of people in this generation are not really wanting to do that for whatever
reason. That's true. And I don't know why, because it is one of the most single joyful things that I've ever had in my life.
But it's scary.
Yeah,
but it's scary.
I will give you that. I will give you that.
And, but you can do it. Everybody's done it. But it's just something about whatever's going on in these times. With our leadership and stuff, we're not showing, neither one of these people are showing good parental skills.
Well, I'll give you that, yeah.
Either one's gone to federal prison, and the other one's, himself is in trouble.
Yeah,
and
they're failing in the role model category. There's no question
really.
About it.
It's just, it's just we need some examples of people, that are good people in politics that are going to try to help us do some of these problems because we can't be lied to too much longer about the crime issue and just our immigration issues. They found, do you see where they arrested a bunch of people with ISIS?
Oh, yeah. Great.
Just this week. And you're letting everybody and God knows who come in.
It's a mess.
And the Russians are off our Florida coast.
Yeah.
And we got a lot going on. So we need some dependable people, Democrat or Republican. I frankly don't care. We just need competent leadership.
Competent
That's all.
Leadership. That's a platform to run on right there. The competent,
competent
party.
Leadership.
Oh,
and
my gosh.
Someone who just does everything, their breath is not, because of their party.
Right.
How about representing the American people and then, make your party happy in second?
Yeah, I don't disagree. Until next week, we do this again. Jimmy, have a wonderful Father's Day. Everybody
thank
listening.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.
That's
you
a
too.
Father or has a father. Happy Father's Day to y'all. And we'll catch you next week right here on Sweeping the Country. Until then, I'm Derek Walker. He is.
I'm Jimmy Carter.
Good day.
Good day.